Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your morning news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. It's Thursday, the 24th of June, and I'm Nick Theodoulou. We first take a look at the latest and fast-developing updates on the pandemic. With daily cases of the coronavirus surging between Monday and yesterday from 67 to 167, experts have warned that Cyprus might be experiencing yet another wave, this time caused by the Delta variant. The spread of the variant has increased government pressure on the young to get vaccinated. The increase was shocking and should absolutely be a cause for alarm, one of the government's scientific advisers, Petros Karayiannis, said yesterday. Government figures say that over 90% of those hospitalised for COVID-19 are unvaccinated, with the health ministry saying it must be assumed that the Delta variant is spreading in the community. The acting head of medical services, Olga Galaguda, said she was disappointed over the low uptake among younger people, even after the vaccination portal opened up for everyone over the age of 18 on Friday. She said the portal had only received 3,000 appointment bookings by Sunday and around 300 since. Only 32.9% of those aged 20 to 29 have received at least one dose. And moving on. The audit service has vehemently rejected suggestions by an inquiry that it had not done its job properly in 2016 over the controversial Citizenship by Investment programme. In a statement after the final findings of an inquiry made public on Tuesday, the audit service said the report was a blatant violation of impartiality. The inquiry had said that the audit service could be held responsible for not preparing a report after an audit into the Citizenship by Investment programme in 2016 or later. The four-member panel which investigated the programme included the Deputy Auditor General, Kyriakos Kyriakou, who had long been at loggerheads with his boss, Auditor General Odysseas Michailidis. The audit service said the report concealed the involvement of Kyriakou and the widespread conflict of interest by panel members. The service conceded that an auditor had spent 2 weeks in 2016 examining the procedures at the Interior Ministry. Neither the head auditor nor the Auditor General had been informed of what was a superficial inquiry. And when it did launch a probe in July of 2019, the files the service requested from the Interior Ministry were never handed over. But the audit service said it was never their responsibility to carry out a full audit of the programme in 2016, and the report said absolutely nothing of the failure of internal audit mechanisms. And next, we have some crucial information on the cost of living in Cyprus. The latest data released by Eurostat yesterday only confirmed what we already know. Food, phone and internet services in Cyprus are much higher than the EU average by nearly 10%. Food prices are 9.9% higher and communications 9.7% above the EU average. But in most other areas, Cyprus fares much better. Restaurant and hotel prices in Cyprus are 12.7% lower, alcohol and tobacco are 9.8% lower than the EU average. And, at present at least, property prices are 26.2% lower. And just as we're all getting into the summer season, two Famagusta district beaches have been included in TripAdvisor's list of Europe's top 25 beaches. Nisi Beach in Ayanapa and Fig Tree Bay in Brodaras were included in the travel website's Traveller's Choice Best, with Fig Tree Bay taking the 17th spot and Nisi Beach the 21st. The list was compiled through traveller ratings and reviews. And to end today's briefing, we take a look at a major Instagram hotspot, as visitors to the Gridoudera waterfalls in the Paphos district are now being charged an entrance fee. Village community leader Dervish Haralambos said yesterday that the village desperately needs the money for maintenance and cleaning of the area. Visitors will now be charged €1 to get into the waterfalls and €2 to park their car. Haralambos said that we are a small and aging community and we just can't afford to pay out for the visitors all of the time. The falls have been plastered all over social media in recent years, particularly last summer when the pandemic meant most Cypriots holidayed at home. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.